Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today for this episode in our Consistency 365 series. Today, I want to remind you not to confuse consistency with intensity. Don't confuse consistency and intensity. It is okay for intensity to be variable. In fact, I would argue intensity will be variable, whether you're okay with it or not. Let's think about the example of working out. So many times people think that because they're not in the mood to go hard, to bring their level 10 effort to a workout, what's the point? I'm not in the mood. But if you have the attitude of, I'm going to show up no matter what, I'm going to show up if it means moving slow, I'm going to show up if it means moving for just a little bit. I'm going to show up when intensity is low and when intensity is high and when intensity is somewhere in between, but I'm going to show up. Intensity is going to be variable. A workout is not a waste or a failure because your intensity is not at its peak. Especially when you're working on building consistency, let intensity be variable. But don't let showing up be debatable. Let your intensity peak and let it drop. Welcome the fact that intensity is going to vary regularly. That doesn't mean that you should use lower intensity or anything less than peak intensity as a reason to drop consistency. Choose consistency and let intensity be variable. Do not confuse consistency and intensity. We'll see you tomorrow.